Amen. Today's going to be a little bit different. If you were here last week, Christopher Coleman spoke, and he had a program that he does, or a teaching that he does. Did you guys learn from anything from that? Yeah. How many Pauls are in here? How many Peters? I'm not the only one. So it was really good. He took biblical characters and analyzed your personality with them. And I think of Jesus. Now, Jesus was, of course, God, yet he had 12 distinct different personalities. You remember when there was two brothers arguing about who was going to sit on what side of Jesus at the throne? I mean, these are the disciples, folks. These are not, you know, First Baptist Church of Doraville. These are the disciples. And they were just arguing. And then the mother gets involved in the whole thing, remember? And then you had other tiffs in that group as well, because people are people. But I think if we understand where people are at and where they're coming from, I think it gives us a lot of help in ministry. So I'm going to ask you, just pass a piece of paper around there. You're going to have a test. Woohoo! Not the bar exam. But let's pray for you. Can we pray for you right now? Father, I know, Lord, that you have given her the wisdom that she's going to need as she's taking this bar, that, Lord, you have prepared her, that you have the right tools. I pray that you bring back everything that she needs to remember during this time. I thank you, Lord, that you're the spirit of wisdom, and I pray for wisdom as she's taking this test. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. When I took my real estate test, I thought I failed. I really did, because I had taken the class, and then I had a big break from that time is when I took it. And Lisa, it's not an easy test, is it, Lisa? And so I took that test, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't remember this. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm doing all this. And when I got out, they're like, congratulations. And I'm like, are you sure? And they're like, well, I said, praise God. And she started laughing. I said, that's just God, I'm telling you. Because I pray before God, please help me with this. So you same thing too. It works. That's okay, it works. So you're going to have a test today. Now, before we go into our test, are you excited?
Yeah.
You get, woo! All you test takers are excited. What do I do with my Bible? Oh, yeah, thank you. Gracias. All right. So, I want to read something. Have you watched Queer Eye, the new Queer Eye?
Yes.
It's set in Atlanta. The first two seasons have been well. There's a guy on there, and I love when he talks, because he has a Christian background, the blonde guy, Bobby. His name is Bobby, and he does the decorating for the house. Well, one of the first episodes, what really got me onto it was my mayor of Clarkston was the first guy they did, Ted Terry, and he's my mayor, and so he was on there. It was just a great, you know, Ted needed some help, but it was a great show. And so the next one was a city in Gay, Georgia, right? And it was at a church. And you saw that one? And Bobby would not go into the church at first. He goes, I can't go in here because of the pain that I keep remembering what it caused me. And I started thinking about how many people are like Bobby, and that they can't really go into that church, and how our message, well, although we've been saying this message since 2002, 2003 here, it's a long time, there's still people like Bobby. It breaks my heart when I see that just feel like God doesn't love them, or they throw God out with the whole thing. And I want to say, it's not God, it's people who have done this to you. So I'm going to read something. With everything going on in our nation and kids in cages and everything right now, you just have to go back to this. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for yourself. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others. It isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep some of the sins of keep some wrongs and scores of sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowers of truth, puts up with everyone and anything. Ugh, that's so hard. Trusts God always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. This is 1 Corinthians in the Message Bible. And the reason I wanted to say this was, if you have not read the Message, get a copy of it or use the app. Because those of us who have come from churches, if you have a hard time going to church because of things that were done to you, go to the Message. Because it's a paraphrase, but it goes to the original languages and it puts it in today's language. But when you read anything about homosexuality, the word homosexual is not even in here because it's not in the original. So I love the fact that it goes to that point. But I was talking to someone that Ed and I love Ed. You love Ed? I love Ed.
Love Ed.
Love Ed. So years ago, we bought our second house, and our first house was in Ormwood Park. It was the ugliest house you've ever seen in your life. And fortunately, we have a queer eye, so we could change it. The builder did not. He was straight, and so. But anyway, it was the ugliest house I've ever seen. It was ugly, ugly, ugly. And so we had driven around and looked at all these houses in the neighborhood, and I'm like, oh, what's the best deal of this house? And so the realtor at that time, he was a good realtor, he said, you keep passing the one that's the best deal. Square foot, location, all of that. It's that house. And I said, which one? He said, you know that yellow house, that orange yellow house? I'm like, ugh, the ugly one? He goes, yeah, that one. He goes, honestly, that's your best deal as far as the square foot, the price, and the location, and all this. And so when we were new, and we believed everything the realtors say, don't do that now. Now I know better. But unless it's us. We've talked people out of selling their house. I'm like, okay, God. I said, you really don't need to sell your house right now. Is that the best choice? I'm like, well, maybe not. So, right, Charles? Charles thanks us for that. She was ready. But so we were there in the house, and all of a sudden, I was like, well, if we change a few things and do this. Long story short, as we bought that house, and the builder was like, well, I could get more money now for that. I said, you could have, and he used our ideas and went somewhere else. But then we went, after that, we felt like God was calling us to a different part of the city. We went down there because our friends were down there, and we went to this other house. And we met a girl there. Her name is Allie. And we just really fell in love with her. And I know it was more about a connection than anything. It was a new construction house, you know, those subdivisions, and she's always in the model house. If you've never been in, there's somebody that works in the model home, and they show you. Our house wasn't even built yet. There was just a couple in that subdivision. And so we met Allie, and we started developing a relationship with her. Now, she knew we were gay, and we went to Stockbridge, Georgia, so we were always wondering how it was going to be. You know what I'm saying? Once you get OTP that far, you're like, really? Because when we first went down there, you know, they had the Confederate flag and all that was down there. Like, okay, it's a scary place. So we go down there, and I saw her tag on her car. It was from California. I said, well, she'll be okay. And so I said, where in California? You're from? She goes to the Bay Area. I'm like, oh, she's fine with us. So, and then she said, I'm trying to get more gay people in here because she said, you guys are always the best clients. And so, and she would tell us, it's like, two gay guys, go, you need to go meet them. I think they're gay. Go find out for me. And there was even one guy across from us, and I helped pick out his brick because she came to me. She says, would you help me pick out some of these bricks? And I'm like, yeah. And I picked his brick out. And it was a pretty rose-colored pink brick. And a guy bought it. Yeah. Beautiful house. And so she says, I really like this guy. He's single and he's attractive, and I think maybe, because she was really attractive too. And I'm like, he bought the pink house? She says, yes. And So she said, and he decorates really, really well. She said, I mean, the house looks amazing. And she says, and he can cook. I mean, he can cook. I'm like, honey. Not to just, you know, label, but let me say, I think you're barking up the wrong tree. But so we developed this relationship with her. We even took her to Joyce Meyer conference when Joyce Meyer came in, and we had this. So, and now she lives in California again, and she contacted me through Facebook, and she said, I have some emotional and psychological issues going on in my life, and I just need some direction. And so she said, tell me a book of the Bible to read. I'm like, okay. You know, your first response is what you learned all the time. I'm like, no, I want to hear what you say. And I heard Ephesians. I said, so let's go look at Ephesians, particularly 1 and 2. And she contacted me last month. She says, oh my God, that changed my life. And I said, and get the Message Bible. So she did all this. So pray for her, because there are people in your life that they may come back. That was when we moved there, 2002, I think it was. So, you know, that long ago, still there's that connection, and still we're able to minister to another state. You'll never know. I mean, all those people that you touched, you know, all in Europe and YWAM and all that, you never know. One of those seeds may still be there. But the word works. So work the word. The word, you can write that down if you die. The word works. Work the word. Because I told her, I said, especially Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, because I felt like she was really struggling with the law, and she had done so many things that were wrong, and she's feeling like she has to be perfect. If you feel like you have to be perfect, there is a remedy. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. And it's basically saying, for by grace, well, actually, you can look it up, write it down. That's good homework for you. That's your homework, right? Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. And read it in a different translation than you normally read, because it brings out great things. So love never fails. Our government may fail, our church may fail, our relationships could fail, but love never fails, because God is love. Are you ready for a test? Okay, so what I'd like you to do, you're going to need to number your paper. And number it 1, 2, it is 36, so 1 through 36. The good thing about this test is you can't get it wrong. Now, most of us grow up learning a language. Your parents or your siblings or your neighbors usually speak the same language. I grew up speaking English. There was nobody else in my neighborhood that spoke any other language, but my grandparents, my grandfather's from Italy, his family was. My grandmother's was from France. So I know all the bad words in both languages. Because they would curse each other out when they got mad. Whenever they were mad, we would go from Italian, we would go from French, and that would be the end. So when I first met Ed, I said, I know a little French, fais-moi la bouche sans cochon, which means shut your mouth, you filthy pig. That's beautiful. Fais-moi la bouche sans cochon. Like, okay, she's saying, shut your mouth, you filthy pig. That was my mom. So, but you learn a language, and it's what you've been around. So, but we can learn another language if we go to school or if we take the time. Now, I went to school to learn Spanish. And, you know, if you learn Spanish here in your school, you probably can write fairly well or okay, but you really can't speak it. You ever find that? Unless you're in Miss Amont's class. Because the only way you're going to really learn to speak it is if someone is speaking to you in Spanish. What happened years ago, which finally education caught up, was you would have these I'm from New Orleans, and I have the southern white woman teaching me Spanish. And she was probably from Mississippi, and she'd say, no, y'all, mi nombre es Janice. And I'm like, mi nombre es? I mean, I'm like, no. I'm like, so you have to kind of have a native person teach you those languages. So one issue that we're going to have is, if we have five languages in this place, and I don't speak one of those languages, I'm not going to really understand you. I may feel like you are talking to me, and you may feel like you're talking to me, but I'm not really going to understand exactly what you're saying. So here's what you need to do. So you're going to do either 1 through 5 will be your rate for this. A 5 is, it's kind of like those phone surveys, right? Very extremely true. If you say, okay, that is me to a T, it's a 5. If it's fairly true, very true, it's a 4. If it's true sometimes, it's a 3. If it's not very true, it's a 2. And if it's never true, it's a 1. Got that? So 1's the lowest, 5 is the highest that relates to you. So number 1, it makes me so happy when the cards I receive from you are filled with thoughtful and loving words that you have written yourself. 1 through 5. So it makes me very happy when the cards I receive from you are filled with thoughtful and loving words that you have written yourself. And don't just be, well, sure, I mean, say, is that really, do you get excited over that? Right? I do, but I actually do. All right, two. I really love little things you do for me to help me. I love to receive hugs. I can't wait to find out these results. I get excited about this. Hugs are such simple things, but they mean a lot to me. That's number four. Number five. Yeah, it was actually two. Hugs were both. So I love to receive hugs, number three. Number four is, hugs are such simple things, but they mean a lot to me. And it could just be true. It might not be extremely true. Some people don't like to be touched. And I have to remember that. In this church, I'm a hugger. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to just, hey. All right. So, number five, spending time together, just enjoying myself is the way I feel. Enjoying someone with me is how I feel loved. So spending time together, just enjoying someone with me is how I feel loved. I really feel loved when you tell me nice things about myself. I feel really loved when you put yourself out for me. Now the next one is kind of funny because we'll get in this story. I feel loved when you buy me things. Uh-oh. The next, number nine, I feel so loved when you say little things to encourage me. Number 10, I feel loved when you turn your mobile phone off so that we can just talk. That's a big one. 11, I love it when you tell me how much you appreciate the things I do for you. I can't wait to see yours. 12, I really enjoy it when you touch me and hug me. I can't wait to see yours. Yours too. You're another one I want to see. I feel very special when you surprise me. I feel loved by the thoughtful things you do for me. It's great to have a meal where we can just enjoy each other. I love if you make me breakfast. I love to hold hands with people. Just people, I love to hold hands with people. I feel loved when you have great conversations. I feel loved when we have. Are we at 18? Is that where we're at? Yes. Okay. I feel loved when we are. I need the teachers to help me. I feel loved. I love your hair, by the way. I do. It looked great. I feel loved when we have a great conversation together. Mm. 19. The gifts you give me are very special to me. Which one? Do what? The gifts you give me are very special to me. 20. It doesn't so much matter what we do as long as we're together. When you help me do things, it makes me feel loved. I especially like when you give me undivided attention. I think it's important to give gifts to people that you love. I really love when we can laugh together. I really love it when you compliment me. 26. I hope everybody knows a five for everything. Does everybody know that? No. I know. 26. I really feel loved when you cook me something special. Oh, sorry. 26. Well, no, Harry doesn't know. That's true. 27. I feel so loved when you spontaneously give me a kiss. Obviously, that's for a romantic thing. Although he says, greet each other with a kiss. We could do that, right? Michelangelo, that's fine. That's what the Bible says. The Russians actually do. So do Argentinian men. I thought they were all gay when they came up and kissed me. Like, oh, no, it's just... Okay. All these people are like, oh, we're going to go to Argentina now. Yeah, it's like, okay. What number are we on? I'm sorry. 28. Sorry. Sitting close together with you makes me feel like you love me. 29. I feel special when you buy me things. 28 is sitting close together with you makes me feel like you love me. You don't need your space. You like to be near someone. There should be another test that's more not negative, but more objective than this. But Gary Chapman didn't ask me. Okay. 29. I feel special when you buy me things. 30. I feel so loved when you write me love notes. 31. Receiving tangible gifts from you makes me feel loved. 32. I really appreciate and feel loved when you do little things for me. 33. Receiving presents are among my favorite things. 34. I feel so much closer when you touch me. 35. Just calling me on the phone just to tell me that you're thinking of me is very important to me. He shakes his head no. 36. The thing I'd most like you to do for my birthday would be, okay, A, this is a different question, so this one's not going to be your, it's going to be A, B, C, D, or E. So the thing I'd most like you to do for my birthday would be A, take the day off from work and help me organize. B, I love that. That's a great idea. B, write me an original poem. C, I know for those like next. C, buy me a special gift. D, make me a special 3-course meal. Or E, make me a 100 hugs and kisses coupons that I can use whenever I want. None of the above. Yeah, like these are all really over the top. So do the one that's kind of close to you. So A is take the day off from work and help me organize. I love that. B, write me an original poem. Brad loves this one. Write me an original poem about how you feel about me. C, buy me a special gift that you know I'd really enjoy. D, make me a special 3-course meal. Or E, make me 100 hugs and kisses coupons that I can use anytime I want. That's Ed's. All right, so now it's time for the grading. This is going to be a little complicated, but let's do this. So you need to add number 1, 6. So just check these. Add 1, 6, 9, 11. 1, 6, 9, 11, 25, 30, 35 together. So that's 1, 6, 9, 11, 25, 30, and 35. You might need your phones. And you're going to call that A. Actually, I'm sorry, you're going to call that, call that A. So it's 1, 6, 9, 11, 25, 30, 35 is A. Right, are we done? We need more time. Sarah's still writing. All right, for number 2, you're going to add 2, 7, 14, 16. So this is going to be for B. You can put a B next to these. 16, 21, 26, and 32. So those are going to be your B's. 2, 7, 14, 16, 21, 26, and 32. 2, 7, 14, 16, 21, 26, 32. So that's going to be the ones I want to see who these are. Something's going on over here. Can't wait to find out what's going on over there. she's being a teacher. Okay, so now your C's. 3, 4, 5, 12, 17, 27, 28, and 34. So that's 3, 4, 12, 7, 27, 28, and 34. Sure. C is 3, 4, 12, 17, 27, 28, and 34. This is going to be for your C column. 3, 4, 12, 17, 27, 28, 34. All right, a couple more minutes. For D, you ready? All right, D is 5, 10, 15, 18, 20, 22, 24. So that's 5, 10, 15, 18, 20, 22, and 24. 5, 10, 15, 18, 20, 22, and 24. Okay, and then the last one is your E's. It's going to be 8, 13, 19, 23, 29, 31, and 33. So that's 8, 13, 19, 23, 29, 31, and 33. That's funny. Should one more time? So it's 8, 13, 19, 23, 29, 31, and 33. So what I want you to do is, you number them A, B, C, D, so you know your totals. So rank them 1 through 5. So if A is your highest number, then put a 1 next to that. If B is the high, or if A is your highest and then B is your second highest, put a 2 all the way through number 5. Sure. So you should have A through E. The highest number, you're going to put a 1 next to the highest number, and then a 2 next to the second highest number. And you can number all of them if you want, 3, 4, 5, so that it's ranked according to how the... If you have the same, that's actually that's important. So put like 1 or 2, whatever it is for those 2, because it means it's the same language. So you might have a 1 for A and a 2 for B and C. Because in love languages, you generally have one love language that's high and then a secondary one. But sometimes they're very close. And let me tell you, they'll change over years. That's why it's important to change this. Yes. Yep. If it's the highest. Is it your highest number? Okay, yep. So let me know, we're done? Close to done? Quoting? All right, so if your highest number was A, raise your hand. Okay. Your highest number was A, raise your hand. Let me get this. So, all right. Charles, and I've got Bobby. That's not A. All right. Who else was? Okay. Lori. Eric. We've only an Ed. All right. So there's 5 of you. All right. Good. So if your highest number was A, your love language is words of affirmation. And this is what it says about you. You feel extremely loved when your partner or your friends compliment you on the way you look or the things you've done. You love their encouragement and verbal support and save cards and love notes as part of their precious and view these as precious items. You're always filled with such love when you receive a card that's written that expresses their heartfelt love for you. Little poems, little things they write, or things they tell you mean a lot to you. So it's words of affirmation. Do what? Except what?
Except on your birthday.
Except on your birthday. That's true. Yes, that's normal. But it's important that they write, not just give you a card. Right. So words of affirmation. And so the thing is, with words of affirmation, and I've got my own things about this, but... I have this. Tone is as important as the words when you have words of affirmation person. Verbal compliments and words of appreciation are the key. You look nice in that is great. A but in it is not. This is my own writing here, okay. So something like, you're such a wonderful friend, I really enjoy working with you, you've done a lot for me, I really appreciate you, all go a long way for words of affirmation. I really enjoyed the care group lesson that you taught me. You're a very good teacher. Those are great for words of affirmation. Right? Okay, so the next one we're going to look at is the B's. So how many of you were B's? Okay, this is real important. Okay. Michelangelo, Bert. Oh, Lloyd is there too? All right. Okay, actually, it's actually funny. It's about the same. So you guys are what they call acts of service. So acts of service, you feel loved when someone does little things to help you. You were the organizing people, by the way. You always notice when they are thoughtful and put themselves out to assist you. Even if you could do these things yourself, it's nice and you appreciate the fact that they're doing it for you. There is such a sense of love and thankfulness when they reach out and do something for you. So you guys are what they call acts of service. Pastor Jenny is she is almost zero in everything else. And acts of service is like five for everything. I mean, that's hers. And so whenever something's going on in my life, Jenny's response is, can I help you with something? I thought that was always interesting. She calls me, even if there's just stress going on, can I help you with something? Where some people might call and talk, who want to, you know, say, do you need, she's always, can I help you with something? Because that's how she speaks. So you speak in your language. So if you are, or if you are really trying to show in someone you love them, you might be doing these things like helping them organize the closet or helping them with these things. And that's not their language. So all of a sudden, they feel like, I'm doing all these things for you, and you're not appreciating it. No, that's just not their language. So you, it's as important to know yours as it is people that you're dealing with. Okay, so the next one. C's. How many of C's in here? Okay, oh. So Brad and Loida. Hector. Oh, you C's. Okay. C's, it's so funny, there's five of each in this church. We're very balanced. Your C's are, your love language is physical touch. Now, there's a difference between, really? She's like, really? There's a difference between sexual touch and physical touch. She knows, it's amazing. Physical touch could just be putting your hand on someone's shoulder, rubbing their back, holding their hand, saying, you know, I hope everything's, you know, and I'm a toucher, so I'm like, oh, I hope everything's okay. You know, I mean, that's just how you speak. But if someone doesn't speak that language, you really could freak them out. Right? You get freaked out. So you're not physical touch. So everybody's going to come touch. We're going to come touch you right away. We'll get you over this. So, but it's so important to know those things because to me, I'm like, you know, I just naturally do that. So it's important to understand they're speaking German and you're speaking Italian and they're not understanding what you're saying. So physical touch, and that's pretty, you pretty much know what physical touch is. So the next one, how many of you were D's? Okay, oh, a lot. So that's the majority of our church. Interesting. You're D. Both of you guys were D's? No? Okay. You're D? Sheena's a D? All right. Any guess what this one is? Quality time. There are a lot of quality time people in this church. Pastor Jonathan and Ryan are out of town. Ryan is high, high quality time. Jonathan is exactly the same as me, so we get along really well because we speak each other's language. But he has to remember that just being with someone is not quality time. You might say, okay, let's go to a movie. You're not talking, you're not doing anything. That's nearly not quality time. You're just going out. Quality time is when you're saying, I am going to concentrate just on you. It doesn't mean you're just in the same place. It means right now, I'm going to turn my phone off. Are you quality time? People are shaking your head. I'm going to turn my phone off because if a text message comes in to you, me going, as you're sharing, you look at my text, is a slap in your face. Do what? It's like you're not there. So to me, it's not that, I mean, I don't mind if somebody does that, but I'm cognizant when, guys, if you've ever gone with me and we're meeting, the first thing I do is turn my phone off. So I understand because it doesn't bother me if there's something coming in, you get your phone, but other people with quality time, it's huge. So there's a lot of you. Okay, that's interesting. And then the last group is E. How many E's were in here? You're the only E in the church. Oh, two. We have two E's. That's so funny. So which one is this?
Gifts.
So gifts are important to these two. And it basically means that it doesn't have to be a huge expensive gift. For instance, you may go out of town and you know that she collects, I won't say shot glasses, because you won't, but she collects coffee cup mugs. And just thinking, okay, it's a $5 mug, but you get that for her and you bring that, it's a thought like that was special because you thought of me and that gift. It doesn't have to be important. Or making a gift is probably just as important or even more so than you buying a gift. So the gift people I've learned, they're the ones that are usually a little different as far as most languages because tend to be less gift people, but just as important. So now that you know these things about people, everybody's going to be bringing you gifts. You guys are lucky. Does it make sense of how possibly you might be having conflict in relationships? Because if you're not a physical touch, and all of a sudden that person wants to hug you all the time, that is not going to be a great thing for you, is it? You're like, uh-uh. No. But it might just take, instead of me cleaning the house and cooking for you, if I just gave a little gift. Hey,
I got a beach towel.
You got a beach towel. You are speaking her language. And this, it's called love languages, if you're wondering. And Gary Chapman developed this, and it's basically used for couples. When we do couple counseling, whenever I do a wedding, I always go through this test first to find out what your love language is. It's extremely important because it's just like speaking another language to somebody else. But I also like to see it in the church because I know, if you know that words of affirmation, which is really up there for me, if you know that by telling me something or encouraging me, that goes a long way more than other stuff, that's important. Or if I know Loida needs that, you know, like perfect example is Deb. I was doing all these things for Pastor Deb. I was thinking, you know, making it easy for her, I'd get her to use the water and all these kind of things. And she's like, yeah, that's not my love language. I mean, we were talking, in one of our meetings we were having, she goes, you know, I said, I like to do all these things for you. She goes, yeah, that doesn't, thank you, but that's not my love language. You know, and so finding out what that person's love language is just so important. So I want to find out one more time and look around. Actually, let's do it this way. Everybody stand up. All of my A's, come up here. If you were A, come up here. We're separating you just before the end. All of my A's this way. If your A was your number one, all of my B's right here. Okay. And C's, let's put my C's in this section over here. And then D's, we're going to put you in this section. And E's, right in the middle. Now you get to know who's who. Okay, so we've got A, B, C, D, oh, E. That's funny. Somebody should go over there just to help them, okay? All right, so our A's over here are words of affirmation. You guys are amazing. I love this group. This is a good-looking group. Look at these guys. This is our A's, right? Our B's over here are acts of service. Oh, B's. Oh, they're like, hello. Okay, acts of service. You guys are great. We like to do things for you guys, and remember that's how we show love. So giving them a glass of water or helping them out with something means a lot, right? And then we have our C's over here. This is a physical touch. You guys should group hug.
We are both very multilingual.
Well, of course, por siempre. Para, okay. Except E. Everything with gifts. Oh, okay. That's interesting. Okay, and well, it's interesting too that the fact that you both are Latin. So, I mean,
yeah.
First took it. Yeah, and I think that's true too. Do you know that sometimes there's so many wounds with us that all of a sudden when those wounds get healed, that love language isn't so important to us anymore? Because there might have been a deficit of certain things before, and now that you get in a whole relationship, you're like, oh, that doesn't mean as much to me as it used to. So it's important. That's interesting to note about you guys. So you guys can fit anywhere. You're the floaters. So, all right, and then, so we've got oh, we've got this group. So, what? This is the physical touch. No, no, you guys are quality time. The physical touch was C. So I've got D's over here. All of you are quality time? Good Lord. You're like the whole church. Okay, well, through the next 2 weeks, get me with my calendar. We'll spend some time together. We'll just schedule some quality time and spend, I'll take my phone off the whole time. We'll just sit together. We'll have a great time. The whole group. No, they don't like that. That's the opposite for someone whose words of affirmation, that makes sense. But they want just them. They want quality time. That's pretty amazing. No wonder. This is just revelation to me. It's about connection, and that makes a lot of sense. So quality time. The fact that it's not just time, that there's a quality. Like, is this time important to you guys? Are you enjoying this time that you're having? Because you're kind of having connection and quality time. Yeah. So look at each other. So to know who's in your group so that you know who needs that time. When you need something done, go to these people because they're going to be speaking the acts of service and the words of affirmation. It's interesting. So in your relationships, those of you who are in relationships, your partner may be in a different group. So needy. But that's so important to say because it seems that way because you don't speak their language. And it took my first relationship, had I known this, it would have, well, I'm with Ed now, thank God, but it would have probably saved a lot of fights because I thought he was so needy as well. But he was quality time, and that wasn't as important to me there. So that's interesting. Where is Michael? Oh, you're over here. Ah, that's interesting. So Brad and Michael are actually, and you guys are the same, so that's interesting how that's divided up. And yours is quality time. You can go over there then.
Can I go over there?
You can. What was your second highest? What?
The B group.
The B one? So the B one is acts of service. You can go over there.
Okay.
And you can go with Sheena. Yeah.
I'm number one here and number one there. So what does that do for me?
So that's why you get. That's why you probably have the same, very close to the same love language. Carrie, what was your number, your A? Do you remember? Look at that and see, because you speak his language, and that's good, and he speaks your language, so that's really good as two. If you're high in words of affirmation, then you're going to have a lot less conflict. You really will. But the thing is, don't think of it as like, oh, we're not a match. Think of it as, I just need to learn how to speak quality time, and you'd be cognizant of it because we're all different. Amen? So you guys did great. So let's just end with prayer. I know that they're setting up now. But Father, I thank you that you have created us individually and that we're not loners. Oh, you have that perfect match for us. And I thank you that we're not loners, that you, Lord, have everything in your hands. I thank you even, Lord, in relationships that we're in, it's the right person, but we're learning their language. And Father, it's more about learning their language than worrying about our language, but at the same time, validating that we have this language. So teach us, Lord, how to speak to each other in our relationships, in our church, in our work, in every area of our life. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.